Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now for a Tuesday. It is the opening day. It's kind of exciting. The opening day of the impeachment trial of President Trump. This is going to be Donald John Trump. I love it when they say Donald John Trump. But don't expect them to get to the meat of anything, because the Democrats have a bunch of amendments that they want to run past. And some of these would require maximum of an hour. It would end up being an hour of debate. So this thing could be going into the middle of the night with nothing involving impeachment going on. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today, even right now. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone. You can do that right now at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Okay, Chuck Schumer, just about a half hour ago, met with the media prior to going into the Senate chambers, and listen to how unhappy he and his Democrat colleagues are about some of the rules handed down by Mitch McConnell that will be subject to amendment. We'll see if the Senate sticks with Mitch McConnell, or if, you know, a bunch of them bolt. It's that simple. That's what this comes down to. Let's take you back to the Capitol and Chuck Schumer. Here he is.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Now, one thing before I get started on the issue at hand. The Supreme Court just announced that it would delay ruling on the administration's lawsuit against our health care law. It's a sharp reminder to the American people that while all this important business is going on, the president and the Republican Party is trying to take away Americans' health care. Woe is us if they succeed either this year or next year. Now, let's get to the issue at hand. As you all know, President Trump is accused of coercing a foreign leader into interfering in our elections to benefit himself, and then doing everything in his power to cover it up. If proved, the president's actions are crimes against democracy itself. It cannot be overstated how serious this charge is. If Americans start believing that foreigners can affect and elect presidents or senators or governors, if foreigners can interfere in elections and determine the outcome instead of the American people determining the outcome, our democracy is vastly eroded. People will start losing faith in elections and the very wellspring and foundation of this grand and great nation that the Founding Fathers established more than 200 years ago. So, the charges These are the charges we're being asked to try. For anyone who says, oh, this isn't serious or this is done all the time, no way. This president, in his abuse of power, is unfortunately unique and willing to abuse his power with fewer conscious qualms and far more readily and easily than any president we have seen, and by a long shot. And the only power that the American people have when a president abuses power, other than elections, is this impeachment process. We take it very seriously, very seriously. So, once Senator Inhofe is sworn in this afternoon, the ceremonial functions at the beginning of the presidential impeachment trial will be complete. The Senate must then determine the rules of the trial. The Republican leader will offer an organizing resolution that outlines his plan for the rules of the trial, which was only released last night. Amazingly, waited till the very end, and now we see why.
Congrats, Discover.
That's Chuck Schumer. Earlier today, we'll get to more with Chuck Schumer and the Democrats.
It was kept secret until the eve of the trial.
In fact, let's go back to
And now that it's finally been made public, it's obvious to see why Leader McConnell was keeping it so close to his vest. Because the McConnell rules seem to be designed by President Trump for President Trump. Simply executed by Leader McConnell and Senate Republicans. It appears that Leader McConnell decided to go along with the president's desire to cover up his wrongdoing. Hook, line, and sinker. It almost seems that the resolution was written in the White House, not in the Senate. The McConnell resolution is a blueprint for an impeachment trial on fast forward. It asks the Senate to sprint through the trial as fast as possible and makes getting evidence as hard as possible. The bottom line, Leader McConnell wants the process rushed with as little evidence as possible in the dark of night. He pushes the arguments into the wee hours of the night so American people won't see them. In short, again, the McConnell resolution will result in a rushed trial with little evidence in the dead of night. If the president is so confident in his case, then why won't he present it in broad daylight? If Leader McConnell and the Republican senators who have said he's done nothing wrong, it's perfect, why not while the sun is shining instead of at 2 a.m.? Well, it's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious. Why not? On something as important as impeachment, McConnell's resolution is nothing short of a national disgrace, and it will go down in history as one of the very dark days of the Senate, not living up to its responsibility in obeisance to the president, not to the truth. Leader McConnell promised his trial rules. You've heard this for weeks. Let's enact the same rules as the Clinton trial rules. He said, we're going to get started in exactly the same way. It turns out the McConnell rules are not even close to the Clinton rules. And there are many places where that happens. Unlike the Clinton rules, the McConnell resolution does not admit the record of the House impeachment proceedings into evidence. So McConnell seems to want a trial with no existing evidence and no new evidence. No evidence. You can understand why. It's because he's afraid of evidence. So is President Trump. So are the president's men. A trial with no evidence is not a trial at all. It's a cover-up. Second, unlike the Clinton rules, the McConnell resolution limits presentation by the parties to 24 hours per side over only 2 days. Leader McConnell wants to force the managers to make important parts of their case in the dead of night. I've read the brief. It's about 45 pages. I commend each of you. It's a powerful document. Very hard to rebut. In fact, the president's brief doesn't even attempt to rebut it. Next, the McConnell resolution prohibits motions to subpoena witnesses or documents until after the senator's question period. And even then, it requires the Senate to overcome an additional hurdle by voting to determine whether motions to subpoena witnesses and documents are in order. So we've had some senators say, well, I'm going to vote for McConnell's resolution, but later I might vote for witnesses and documents. McConnell's very resolution puts many obstacles in the path of getting witnesses and documents even later. So Republican senators, don't fool us. Don't say you want to make it easy to vote for witnesses and documents at the end of the trial if you vote for this resolution.
There you have it. Chuck Schumer at a news conference just about an hour ago. What will Democrats do down the road of this exercise, this political exercise? We'll get to that from Chuck Schumer in just a few minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
The difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Listening to the radio.
No matter where you are, radio gets results. Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email nevadatalknet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Let's stick together, loving you well.
So good to have you with us. This is, it's officially game two of impeachment, but it's the opening of the impeachment trial. They've got one guy, James Imhoff, that has to be sworn in, and then they'll have 100 senators sworn in, and that'll be good. And then, but they're not going to start. They're not going to start. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Okay, I want to take you back to the Senate gallery. The Senate Minority Leader is Chuck Schumer.
And another sleazy politician.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah. Especially in his case. Anyway, but let's take you back to the Senate. Chuck Schumer complaining about the rules laid down, or at least proposed in a resolution, by Mitch McConnell. And Chuck Schumer not very happy and promising tons of amendments, which could take hours and hours and hours to adjudicate. This, again, Chuck Schumer, just about an hour ago in the gallery of the Senate.
We thought that the Clinton rules shouldn't apply. They were unfair to us. McConnell kept hugging the Clinton rules as his defense, but we now see that he didn't mean it, that what he wants to do is simply cover up for President Trump. So, starting this afternoon, immediately after Leader McConnell introduces his resolution, I will be offering amendments to fix its many flaws. The first amendment I will offer will ask that the Senate subpoena White House documents related to the charges against the president. Those documents include the records of meetings and calls between President Trump and the president of Ukraine, as well as those records created or received by Mr. Mulvaney, Mr. Bolton, Mr. Blair, and other White House personnel about the decision to hold and release the military assistance to Ukraine. It's very possible, even likely, that some of these communications may have been with President Trump, between him and these people. That's why they're so important. No one can argue that these documents are not directly related to the charges against the president and should be reviewed by the Senate. The witnesses I've requested have gotten a lot of attention, and rightfully so. The documents are of equal importance. People should understand that the documents can shed as much light on why the aid was cut off, who did it, and how it evolved, as the witnesses. And we feel very strongly that we need documents, and that's why it's our first call. I will then I will then offer a series of amendments on the documents we requested, the witnesses we requested, and amendments to fix the most egregious departure that McConnell made in his proposed resolution from the Clinton rules. Let me be clear. We have no intention to be dilatory. There is no guarantee that Leader McConnell will allow these votes to take place later in the trial, so now, before any resolution passes, we must do it. We feel this is an obligation we have to the Constitution to outline what a fair trial would be, to not go along with a cover-up, with a sham trial. And we will do it. We will do it. Right off the bat, Republican senators will face a choice about getting the facts or joining Leader McConnell and President Trump in trying to cover them up. This is a historic moment. The eyes of America are watching. Republican senators must rise to the occasion.
Please shut up now.
So there you have it. That's Chuck Schumer just about an hour ago laying out that that if you expected testimony or arguments or anything like that, you're not going to get it anytime soon. And in fact, it may be the wee small hours of tonight when they eventually get around to the first day of real testimony in the impeachment trial of President Trump. It's that simple. Hard to believe it, but that's how this thing is going to begin. They're going to gavel in at 9:30. So when we come back, we'll try and take you to the floor of the United States Senate. And we'll give you some flavor to what's going on there. My guess is you're going to have speeches by Schumer and Mitch McConnell. We'll take you to that live if we possibly can, and give you an idea in real time of exactly what's going on. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is the first day of the impeachment trial of President Trump. We'll give you as much of it as we possibly can. We got a lot of other stuff to do. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial against President Trump about to get started in earnest in the U.S. Senate, but House managers are very displeased about the rules that have been proposed as well as the procedures for the trial. Here's California Democrat Adam Schiff.
This is not a process for a fair trial. This is the process for a rigged trial. This is the process if you do not want the American people to see the evidence.
President Trump in Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Summit, asked by reporters about what's going on back home.
That whole thing is a total hoax, so I'm sure it's going to work out fine.
Obamacare will not be taken up by the U.S. Supreme Court, at least not anytime soon. Democrats were seeking an expedited review of a lawsuit challenging that law, but the justices today have refused, the high court sending the case back to a lower court for clarification. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241. Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Oh, a microphone!
And a phony at the mic!
Hey, everybody! Gather around! I'm here to give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
Sunrise. Great to have you with us. It's live and local now. Let's take you to the floor of the United States Senate. I believe Mitch McConnell speaking. Let's go there. Mitch McConnell speaking to the United States Senate.
Can we still put fairness, even-handedness, and historical precedent ahead of the partisan passions of the day? Today's vote will contain some answers. The organizing resolution we'll put forward already has the support of a majority of the Senate. That's because it sets up a structure that is fair, even-handed, and tracks closely with past precedents that were established unanimously. After pretrial business, the resolution establishes the four things that need to happen next. First, the Senate will hear an opening presentation from the House managers. Second, we will hear from the President's counsel. Third, senators will be able to seek further information by posing written questions to either side through the Chief Justice. And fourth, with all that information in hand, the Senate will consider whether we feel any additional evidence or witnesses are necessary to evaluate whether the House case has cleared or failed to clear the high bar of overcoming the presumption of innocence and undoing a democratic election. The Senate's fair process will draw a sharp contrast with the unfair and precedent-breaking inquiry that was carried on by the House of Representatives. The House broke with precedent by denying members of the Republican minority the same rights that Democrats had received when they were in the minority back in 1998. Here in the Senate, every single senator will have exactly the same rights and exactly the same ability to ask questions. The House broke with fairness by cutting President Trump's counsel out of their inquiry to an unprecedented degree. Here in the Senate, the President's lawyers will finally receive a level playing field with the House Democrats and will finally be able to present the President's case. Finally, some fairness. On every point, our straightforward resolution will bring the clarity and fairness that everyone deserves, the President of the United States, the House of Representatives, and the American people. This is the fair roadmap for our trial. We need it in place before we can move forward. So the Senate should prepare to remain in session today until we complete this resolution and adopt it. This basic four-part structure aligns with the first steps of the Clinton impeachment trial in 1999. 21 years ago, 100 senators agreed unanimously that this roadmap was the right way to begin the trial. All 100 senators agreed the proper time to consider the question of potential witnesses was after opening arguments and senators' questions. Now, some outside voices have been urging the Senate to break with precedent on this question. Loud voices, including the leadership of the House majority, colluded with Senate Democrats and tried to force the Senate to pre-commit ourselves to seek specific witnesses and documents before senators had even heard opening arguments or even asked questions. These are potential witnesses, Mr. President, whom the House managers themselves declined to hear from, whom the House itself declined to pursue through the legal system during its own inquiry. The House was not facing any deadline. They were free to run whatever investigation they wanted to run. If they wanted witnesses who would trigger legal battles over presidential privilege, they could have had those fights. But the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee decided not to. They decided their inquiry was finished and moved right ahead. The House chose not to pursue the same witnesses they apparently would now like the Senate to pre-commit to pursuing ourselves.
Again, Mitch McConnell on the floor of the United States Senate.
Nobody.
They will be gaveling in with the Chief Justice. By the way, the Chief Justice has arrived in the Capitol and is at and is in the vicinity of the U.S. Senate. So that will be beginning at the top of the hour. Let's take you back, though, to Mitch McConnell.
And so, if any amendments are brought forward to force premature decisions on mid-trial questions, I will move to table such amendments and protect our bipartisan precedent. If a senator moves to amend the resolution in order to subpoena specific witnesses or documents, I will move to table such motions because the Senate will decide those questions later in the trial, just like we did back in 1999. Now, Mr. President, today may present a curious situation. We may hear House managers themselves agitate for such amendments. We may hear a team of managers led by the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committee chairman argue that the Senate must pre-commit ourselves to reopen the very investigation they themselves oversaw and voluntarily shut down. It would be curious to hear these two House chairmen argue that the Senate must pre-commit ourselves to supplementing their own evidentiary record to enforcing subpoenas they refused to enforce, to supplementing a case they themselves have recently described as overwhelming, overwhelming, and beyond any reasonable doubt. So, Mr. President, these mid-trial questions could potentially take us even deeper into even more complex constitutional waters. For example, many senators, including me, have serious concerns about blurring the traditional role between the House and the Senate within the impeachment process. The Constitution divides the power to impeach from the power to try. The first belongs solely to the House, and with the power to impeach comes the responsibility to investigate. The Senate agreeing to pick up and carry on the House's inadequate investigation would set a new precedent that could incentivize frequent and hasty impeachments from future House majorities. It could dramatically change the separation of powers between the House and the Senate if the Senate agrees we will conduct both the investigation and the trial of an impeachment. What's more, some of the proposed new witnesses include executive branch officials whose communications with the president and with other executive branch officials lie at the very core of the president's constitutional privilege. Pursuing those witnesses could indefinitely delay the Senate trial and draw our body into a protracted and complex legal fight over presidential privilege. Such litigation could potentially have permanent repercussions for the separation of powers and the institution of the presidency that senators would need to consider very, very carefully. So, Mr. President, the Senate is not about to rush into these weighty questions without discussion and without deliberation, without even hearing opening arguments first. There were good reasons why 100 out of 100 senators agreed 2 decades ago to cross these bridges when we came to them. That is what we will do this time as well. Fair is fair. The process was good enough for President Clinton, and basic fairness dictates it ought to be good enough for this president as well.
Okay, that is Mitch McConnell live from the floor of the United States Senate. More on that coming up. I imagine we'll hear from Chuck Schumer in just a couple minutes as well. When we come back, I want you to hear from the guy who is managing the 2020 reelection campaign of Donald J. Trump, Brad Parscale. He was on with Bill Hemmer yesterday afternoon in Bill Hemmer's first show in the 3 p.m. Eastern noon Pacific time slot. And he actually thinks that the impeachment is helping the president. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
If you have
so good to have you with us on this silly day two of pride. So we'll do this as far as, and by the way, we may not even get to the trial. There are going to be all these motions that the Democrats are going to try to amend the Mitch McConnell rules of engagement. And as you heard Mitch McConnell say, this is modeled after the Clinton impeachment of 1999. But even Phil Mattingly, a reporter for CNN who covers Capitol Hill, says there are two key differences in the GOP rules for this impeachment trial. Here it is.
The majority leader made very clear he thought these rules would be, quote, very, very similar to the 1999 impeachment trial rules. But there are a couple exceptions here that I'm keying in on at the moment. The first is the idea that the two presentations between the House managers and the President's counsel, the President's defense team, will, like the Clinton rules, be given 24 hours to make those presentations. However, like we've reported over the course of the last couple of days, those presentations will have to be made within 2 days. So essentially, they'll have 24 hours. They will have essentially two sessions to be able to make those 24 hours count. Now, both sides can yield back if they want to any of their time, but that 24 hours will have to be presented over the course of 2 days, condensing a time schedule that during the Clinton trial took several more days than that. The other thing I'm keying on is the language related to witnesses. Now, Wolf, behind the scenes over the course of the last several weeks, Senator Susan Collins in the lead, along with Senator Lisa Murkowski and Lamar Alexander, have been working very specifically with Majority Leader McConnell on language related to witnesses, essentially trying to secure an up or down vote as to whether or not the Senate will consider subpoenas for witnesses and documents. Now, based on the 1999 rules, any senator could offer a resolution to try and call a witness. A simple majority vote was all it would take. They did not have this specific language in that 1999 resolution. I'm keying in on it here because it might have wide-ranging implications. We're still just reading through the language right now, but essentially, at the end of the two presentations between the House managers and the White House defense team would come 16 hours of questions by the United States Senate. Senators, each senator could ask questions if they wanted to over a period of 16 hours. That is also what they did in 1999, but it is after that where there is new language here. In 1999, they had an option for a motion to dismiss. That is no longer in the resolution, something Republicans telegraphed was coming, saying there was no support for a motion to dismiss. They wanted to take this all the way through to a vote on whether to acquit. In its place is language related to the idea of the Senate taking an up or down vote as to whether or not to hear from witnesses and subpoena documents. What this would do is after the 16 hours of Senate questions, the Senate would then move to 4 hours of arguments over whether or not to hear from witnesses and subpoena documents. At the completion of that 4 hours,
What did he say?
I love that. Let's go to Brad Parscale. Brad Parscale, if you don't know the name, you're gonna hear a lot about him. Brad Parscale is the, he's the campaign manager for the 2020 Trump reelect campaign. We've talked to a lot of like deputy communications director and strategic communications director, Mark Lotter, and other people. This is the guy that sits atop that reelection campaign. And let's go to cut five, because Brad Parscale, I was on with Bill Hemmer yesterday, and despite all of this impeachment stuff, the investigations, the endless investigations, the president is still running ahead, well ahead of his performance in 2016. Listen to Brad Parscale yesterday on Fox News Channel.
First, how would you characterize the state of your campaign today?
Actually,
in a sentence, what would you say?
Better than it even was in 2016 and better than it was 3 months ago.
What do you mean?
Raising more money. The numbers are up. You can even look at things like Rasmussen, who were right in 2016. Every standard we have to measure what's going on with the president and trying to win victory in 2020, we're doing better.
I've got some numbers for you. 2016 suburban voters on screen. Here you go. President Trump led Hillary Clinton by 4 points. Among suburban women, he trailed her by only 7. Now, we did a poll here at Fox about a month and a half ago, and these numbers are very different. Yeah. From December of this year, among suburban voters, he now trails by 11. Among suburban women, he's down by a whopping 24 points. How come?
Well, those are different measurements also. You're measuring one on a ballot and you're measuring one on approval. Those are different things. The president has actually never done better in all his numbers when you start looking at ballots. You got to matter. We're still have a candidate to run against. Right now, people want to judge on a bunch of different ways. And it's how you ask those questions also. But if you actually look on a general approval, he's actually doing better. In our numbers internally, he's never been higher. I mean, some of the ones have him over 50% now. I think with women, as they start to see, you know, lowest unemployment, 3.2% for women in 50 years. I think you see 10 years now. I think the women, since women actually were more employed in the workforce than men. And as soon as the president runs on any of the ballot against any of their policies, he performs greatly against them, better than even Clinton.
If that's the case, Brad, why are our numbers not different then? Down 24 is substantial.
No, I just don't think those numbers are right. you can't just go and ask a question. You know, they could ask to approve on a different ways. When you actually say, do you want President Trump or do you want a President blah from the other left side, and the policies they stand for, the president does significantly better. He is so far ahead of where he was in 2016 against Clinton. He's so far ahead of these other candidates in fundraising and in numbers and what we're going to do. And their policies are so far left, the American people are not going to want them. Right now, the American people have tuned out because, honestly, what's happened with impeachment and everything else, they've shut down. They're enjoying the Super Bowl. They're watching football games, enjoying this country's great economy. They're not sitting around watching this stuff.
We are monitoring for you. In fact, Chuck Schumer is taken to the floor of the United States Senate, getting ready to close out his remarks. Let's go there now live.
At no point over the last few months have I heard a single solitary argument on the merits of why witnesses and documents should not be part of the trial. No Republican has explained why less evidence is better than more evidence. Nevertheless, Leader McConnell is poised to ask the Senate to begin the first impeachment trial of a president in history without witnesses, that rushes through the arguments as quickly as possible, that in ways both shameless and subtle will conceal the truth from the American people. Leader McConnell claimed that the House had run the most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair impeachment inquiry in modern history. The truth is, Leader McConnell is plotting the most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair impeachment trial in modern history. And it begins today. The Senate has before it a very straightforward question. The president is accused of coercing a foreign power to interfere in our elections to help himself. It's the job of the Senate to determine if these very serious charges are true. The very least we can do is examine the facts, review the documents, hear the witnesses, try the case.
Chuck Schumer on the floor of the United States Senate live here on Live and Local Now. Coming up, gotta get all excited. Tommy White, business manager for Laborers Union Local 872. What does he think about this whole impeachment deal? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.